Grain futures, we are sharply higher on the wheat market, while we are, I guess you could say, mostly sharply lower on the soybeans. It's kind of easy today to say what's going on. The rain in the western wheat belt, it was a flop. I mean, they've been forecasting rain that would occur over this past weekend, earlier this week. It barely happened, and it's gone. And so wheat futures have seen gains today at one time, 23 cents higher on Kansas City wheat, but, you know, we can never let that hold into the close. So now we've been experiencing a sell-off on the wheat trade from those earlier highs, but still Kansas City wheat up 15 cents at 620 last. September Kansas up 14 and three quarters, 633. Chicago, we're about a nickel off the highs there, up 12 cents for July, 592 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, within 3 cents of their highs. We're up 14 and three quarter cents, 626 and a quarter on the May. July up 14 at 641. September, new crop, up 13 and three quarters at 657 and a quarter. Now, soybeans lower on comments that President Trump said, anybody sells Iran some arms, we're going to slash 50% tariffs on you, which I'm not sure how he's going to be able to do that very easily. It takes time to do it. He's going to need Congress. But still, it's the talk of it. They figure we'll tick off China because China sells military arms to Iran, maybe make them upset, and they might not be so willing to buy beans from us here coming up in the end of April, early May, before supposed Trump's trip, which is still scheduled until it's not, for May 15th. And so beans down 11 and a quarter on the May, 1164 and a half. July off 12, 1179 and a quarter. New crop November off 6 3/4 at 1151. Now, corn is torn between two lovers. The higher wheat keeps it out of the feed bunks a little bit. So it's being pulled up 0.75 cents on the May corn, 442. July up 1 1/4, 452 and a half. December corn up 1 1/4, 473 and a half. Cattle futures, we were higher most of the morning and then drifting lower on the April cattle. We went into new contract high territory. It's kind of hard during the day to maintain those gains at times. The box beef market today, choice up 107, 381.97. Select maintaining a premium to choice. We're up 317 to 384.51. April cattle in delivery down $1.07 at $250.70. We did see a few cattle trade last week at $250. Otherwise, mostly it was $46 to $49. June cattle down 62 cents, $248.57. August off 20, $244.50. But the feeders still show April up 30 cents, $374.40. May up 37 cents, $372.72. And August feeders up 87 cents, $373.32. Hogs continue lower again today. June off 55 cents at 103.17. July hogs down 45 cents at 106.12. Before I leave the meats, I should note that the feeder index jumping sharply today, $7.27, as they lose one of the older numbers. And we're now 373.94, right on par with the feeder futures where they're trading today. Gold down $17.40 an ounce, 4,770. May silver's off 88 cents, 75.60. Dollar index down 11 cents, 98.33. And Bitcoin April contract off $875, 72,610. Now, crude oil gapped up again last night over 100 bucks in a spot contract, went to 105.63. And now we're near the lows of the day, only up $2.28 at $98.83. You've probably heard all the comments that no deal was struck, yet crude oil's coming down because apparently the Iranians are reaching out for more communication, and you've heard Trump's typical flip-flopping of comments. When asked about the Iranian negotiations, he's like, well, I don't care if we get a deal now anywhere. I'm just going to do what we're going to do. We're going to open up the Strait of Hormuz ourselves. But if we get a deal, that would be great. But I don't need a deal. So that kind of flip-flopping is back and forth. The fact that they're talking again is what's pulling the oil prices off. So we're 99.02, down up 244. June crude oil up 327, 92.84. In the gasoline, May still up 7 3/4 cents, $3.11.5. Diesel fuel May up 13 cents at $3.89. Any questions? You can always find us. And that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.